Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you are doing good this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, before wasting much time, let me go ahead directly into the Word of God this morning. I'm going to speak about a guy from the Bible, going to learn something from him. A guy that is not very much mentioned about in the Bible, not a lot is mentioned. He's not that famous. The information about him in the Bible is not very much mentioned about him in the Bible, but he belonged to a very famous group in the Bible. But before I go into that, let me begin with a story. You know what, when I was growing up in the Middle East, in my church, when I was at the age of the small kids seated over here in the front, we used to have this youth meetings every month. And some of the programs that was in the youth meeting was to memorize certain names, like the names of 12 tribes, the names of disciples, all the books in the Bible. Those were the programs that were there, common programs that were there in the youth meeting. And every little kid had chance to present something every youth meeting. And unlike then, I was not very much of a stage person. I used to never come in front of people and speak. I had the stage fright within me. I was afraid. And my turn came when I had to recite the names of the apostles, the 12 apostles. And my name was up there. And I was sitting there, and I was so scared to go up in front and to say all those names. I would miss it out. I would forget. When seeing people, I would get tensed up, and I would forget. So what I did, I went back home, I opened up the Bible, I wrote down the 12 names, and I just memorized it. I just did memorize that day and night. I used to read it over and over and over and over again and again, and memorized it so that even in the middle of the night, any time when someone asked, I would be able to tell it nonstop without forgetting any names. If I ask one of you today, this morning, I'll give one chance to one person. Can anyone get up and say that 12 names in order? Anyone? Okay, no problem. I will say that. This is how I said on that day. I came to the stage. I came front. And they told me, okay, now Danny is going to recite the 12 disciples. And I came over there. And I said, Peter, Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, James, Simon, Thaddeus, Judas Iscariot. And I went and sat there. All 12 names. That is how I memorized it. Even today, I didn't have to learn it. I didn't have to look up when I was preparing this message. This just came into my mind. Peter, Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, James, Simon, Thaddeus, Judas Iscariot. It is there in one breath. And that's how I memorized it. And today, I'm going to speak about one of the guy among the 12 disciples. Can you guess who that guy would be? Huh? Yes, someone said it. Thaddeus? Good. Yes, I'm going to speak about Thaddeus today. Not much we know about that guy. Not much we have heard about that guy. We don't read much thing written about that guy. We don't have any specific instance where he preached a great sermon in the Bible or he specifically healed someone in the Bible. But one thing we can be sure that he too did a great things for the gospel, for the kingdom purpose. How do we know that? He also did a great thing. If we were to live in during those times, if we were to measure Thaddeus, we would say that Thaddeus was not that great successful disciple. He was not a great successful guy. We have this, we are consumed by this, the superficial measure of measurements on which we measure people of their success, if a person is success or not. If you look in the Old Testament, we have a very famous, a powerful king. His name was Belshazzar. He was very powerful. He had a huge kingdom. He had a lot of wealth. He had a lot of subjects, a lot of army. He was really powerful. But one day when God weighed him, God said, I weighed you and I found you to be less. I weighed you and I found you to be less. There is a difference in a way how God measures our success and how mankind measures our success. There is always a difference how people measures. You know what? Many a times we might feel to ourselves, that I'm worthless, I'm nothing, I don't have anything to offer, I am not a successful person, I don't have the talents, I'm a failure. The world might say that to you over and over and over again. In fact, you kept hearing that again and again, and you have made that as your permanent mark. You have believed that. You have heard that for a long time and believed that. But God says, because God has chosen you, when God has seen you as his child, God says that you are special. You are not a nobody in this world. You are somebody. You're highly favored and highly blessed in the presence of God. Amen. Hallelujah. When I speak to many youths, I hear this again and again. I'm nobody. I don't have anything that I can offer in the church or to people that is around me. I don't have the talents. I'm a failure. I'm unsuccessful. I'm nobody to everybody. No one cares if I'm there or not. This is what people say. True, within the worldly standards, you might be a nobody. With the standards of this world, you might not have anything to offer to them. With the standards of this world, you might be a nobody. But let me tell you, with the kingdom standards, you are a child of God. You belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and to the Creator of this universe. Amen. Hallelujah. When the world says you are a nobody, in the kingdom, God says that you're more than somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me move ahead. Number one, you might be unknown to the world, but you're known to Jesus. Amen, hallelujah. You might be unknown to the world, but you are known to Jesus. Throughout the gospel, we have this guy called Thaddeus, known in different names. In Matthew, he's known by a name. In Mark, he's known by another name. In Luke, he is known by another name. In John, he is known by another name. Though we have his name throughout the gospel, yet we don't find that great ministry or anything great that he has done over there. But there is an instance which proves to us that Thaddeus also did a great ministry during his time when he was on earth. How do we know that? In the book of Luke, Luke's Gospel, chapter 9. If you can turn your Bibles with me to Luke's Gospel, chapter 9. Jesus calls his 12 disciples, including Thaddeus. Jesus calls his 12 disciples, and Jesus gives them power and authority and tells them, go to the villages, preach and do things, do mighty things. They go to the villages that's nearby. They preach the gospel. They do great mighty wonders, and these 12 disciples come back, including Thaddeus. They come back and they come to Jesus and gives a report to Jesus and tells, including Thaddeus, he comes back and tells to Jesus the great and mighty things that Jesus, that Thaddeus did over there. He says how God used him over there. We know that he did a great thing, but at the same time, Thaddeus can say that I am not like Peter, John, or James. I'm not like Matthew, Mark, or Luke. I didn't pen a gospel. I didn't write an epistle. Thaddeus can say, oh, I'm not like Peter, John, or James. I'm not able to come, bring my name out like others. But God says, but Jesus says, Thaddeus, I have called you not to be like Peter, John, or James. I have called you not to be like Matthew, Mark, or Luke. I've called you to be Thaddeus. You are called Thaddeus, and I have called you to be Thaddeus. If you are called to be who you are, you're not called to be someone that is in this world. You're not called to be another Einstein. You're not called to be Terry Job. You're not called to be LeBron or Curry or whoever that is out there. If you are called, God says that you are called to be who you are. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me go ahead. Let me really go ahead. We might be waiting, looking at all those people that is around us, all those famous people, all those big names that we see on TV and all those social media. And we might think, Lord, I wish I had that opportunity. I wish I had that success. I wish I could become like them. But God says, no, I have called you for a specific purpose. I have a plan for you. I know where you need to be. I know what your path is. I am ordaining the way that you need to go, not according to what others are doing, not according to the famous people that you see on TV. You're not called to imitate them, but the word of God says, be imitators of Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus says, friends, let me tell you, Jesus knows your name. He knows that you are special. And in God's eyes, he knows your name. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, in Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 16, it goes like this. He has engraved you in the palm of his hands. Amen. Hallelujah. Your name might not come in the limelight of this world. Your name might not come into the history books of this world. Yet God says, even though your name is not there in all of that, yet you are engraved in the palm of the Creator. Amen. Isn't that a great thing? Let me move ahead. You might be unworthy to the world, but you're worthy for Jesus. You might be unworthy for the world, but you are worthy for Jesus. Let me tell you, at this point of time, now Jesus has a lot of followers. Wherever Jesus goes to preach, wherever Jesus goes to minister, there is a huge multitude of crowd that is following him. Yet, when he chose his disciples, he didn't choose that entire multitude. He just chose 12 people out of that. And Thaddeus was a part of it. Thaddeus was among it. Let me tell you, my dear young folks seated over here, there might be thousands and thousands that go to your school and colleges or wherever you are, yet out of all these thousands, God has chosen you. Out of all these 6 million people that is in the world, God has chosen you. Not because you are worthless, because God has seen a great worth within you that he can use for his kingdom purpose. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, if God has placed you in a neighborhood, he has placed you there to impact your neighbors. If God has placed you in your schools and colleges, he has placed you there not to make friends and hang around in coffee shops and malls, but to impact your friends and your peers that God brings closer to you. He has a greater plan for you. He says that he knows you even before the foundation of the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Even before Jesus chose his 12 disciples, he spent a whole night praying for them. He spent a whole night praying before he chose. Let me tell you, he made a bigger decision within himself before he chose you and me. He didn't just randomly handpick someone, but he prayed and he found that we will be of a greater worth in the kingdom of God. If God has chosen us, then God knows that we can make a greater impact in the kingdom of God. Let me go to the final thing. The world undermines your effort, but Jesus rewards us. The world undermines our efforts and all the things that we put in, but Jesus is the one that rewards us. Let me tell you, there might be days and nights that you might have spent putting in your effort. You might have done a lot of sacrifices. You might have put into a lot of efforts. The people around you might not see that. The people around you might not give a value to what you do. The people around might not understand the effort that you put in. You might be thinking everything is in vain. I'm not good for this. I did a lot of hard work, yet I don't find a result. God says, maybe in this world, you might not find a reward, but there is surely a reward that is waiting for you up in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't that great? God has called you and given you a treasure, given you a purpose, given you a value, given you a thing in your life to do, not just to wait for that opportunity to come knocking at your door, not waiting for that big opportunity and time to come to you so that then you can show your effort. God says, in the opportunity, in the place that I have placed you, start doing things for God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, there is a treasure that you are placing up in heaven. For everything that you do down here, there are treasures, there are crowns that is waiting for you. There are treasures that is laid up for you in heaven that nobody can take it away. Let me tell you, Thaddeus, no one might have noticed what he has done. No one might have written down whatever things that he did for the kingdom. Yet I believe when he is up there is a greater reward that God gave him. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me go ahead. You might be thinking this morning that I am doing everything, but it is in vain. I have done a lot of things. I have put in a lot of efforts. I have given my entire life for this. I have spent a lot of time. Now it is finished. I'm giving up. And you have lifted up your hands and you said, I quit it. But God says, no, it's not yet time to quit. There is still a reward that is coming for you. There is still a time when you will be rewarded. The world will say, yes, it is time for you to quit. Your friends will say, yes, it is time to quit. Your relatives or your parents will say, yes, you need to quit it. That the people around, your neighbors, everyone will say, it is time to quit. Yet God says, do not quit. Are you called to shut within yourself in the door and say, Lord, I don't have the talents like Peter, John, or James. And are you going to sit in? Or are you going to treasure the talents that God has given in you? Are you going to come out and say, I'm going to be a worthy disciple like Thaddeus? Because God says, there is a reward for you up in heaven. Hallelujah. Let's all close our eyes and bow down our heads this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Many a times we might have thought, Lord, what is this I am doing? I don't find anything good out of it. I am so unworthy to this world. I am unknown to people. I don't see your reward in the things that I do. I don't know how it is going to be. Yet God says, you are not an unworthy person. You are not an unknown person. Your works are not going to go in vain because I will reward you. I have seen you special. You're more special that God had to send his son down for you. You're more special that he had to send him on the cross. You're more special that he had to die for you. You're more special that he calls you sons and daughters. Hallelujah. 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 Though the world might not recognize you, the world might say that you're unworthy, though the world might say that you are good for nothing, yet Jesus, he recognizes you. This morning, let us take that moment to meditate within ourselves and recognize what Jesus sees in me. Not what the world sees in me. Not what my peers see in me. Not what other people sees in me. But what Jesus sees in me. He knows you by your name. He knows your worth. He sees your effort. And that's all that matters. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for this wonderful time that you have given to us. Lord, in this world, many times we have lost our hopes, lost our desires, and lost our way on where we need to go, what we need to do, and how we need to move forward. But this morning, your Holy Spirit speaks to us that, God, you know us. You know our worth, and you are the one who rewards our work. And this morning, we submit ourselves before you, O Father, Lord. Help us to move forward, just like how Thaddeus was fully committed to what you have entrusted in him, O Father, Lord Jesus. Help us to move forward as we believe that there is a crown that is waiting for us up in heaven. Submitting the rest of the time in your mighty hands. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen.